Emergency contraceptives, like the so-called morning after pill, can prevent pregnancy if they are taken within 120 hours of unprotected intercourse. But barriers discourage widespread and timely use. Some women find it difficult or embarrassing to request a prescription for it from their doctors or to get the medication in time. So some doctors and family planning clinics gave women emergency contraception medication as a precaution so they would have easy access to it if they needed to take it.
Advanced provision of emergency contraception is the idea that providing women with a packet or several packets of pills in advance of need will allow them to access the medication more quickly, and that by accessing it more quickly, they'll be able to use it within that recommended time frame.
That's Dr. Chelsea Polis, a family planning researcher at the Johns Hopkins University's Bloomberg School of Public Health. She and her colleagues have just completed a review of 11 medical studies that measured the effectiveness of advanced provision of emergency contraception.
We found that easier access to emergency contraception did help women use the pills more quickly when it was needed, and they used it more often, but that despite that increased use and faster use, it didn't reduce rates of unintended pregnancy.
She explains that the strategy did not work as predicted because of what's called a population-level effect.
When you can't say for sure whether all the women in the advanced provision group actually use the medication, then you're kind of looking at a population-level effect of a strategy, not the individual effect of a medication.
So, she says, while emergency contraception is effective for individual women, advanced provision can't be expected to make a difference in the community. Because of this finding, Polis says that family planning experts must continue helping women understand when they are at risk of becoming pregnant and teach them how to avoid unintended pregnancy. These findings were recently published as part of the Cochrane Database of Systemic Reviews. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Philip Gratzer.